Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's time to play the game where our panelists lie to you. Give us a call, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Eric Cunningham calling from Honolulu, Hawaii.
Hey, how are things in Honolulu?
Well, nice and warm, but that doesn't sound so cool anymore because warm everywhere.
Exactly. Wow. Eric, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Eric's topic?
Hello, mother. Hello, father.
Summer camp ain't what it used to be. For once, we used to just enjoy ourselves by making lanyards and putting our bunkmates' hands in warm water while they slept. Campers these days are enjoying all kinds of specialized learning environments. This week, we read about a camp that promises to mold young minds in a rather surprising way. Our panelists are each going to tell you three stories about unique summer camps. Choose the true story. You will win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. First up, let's hear from Mr. Adam Felber.
Remember how every year there was that one kid who was sent away to that special camp? Grown-ups had other names for it, but we knew it was really Fat Camp. Well, now a new generation of kids will see their challenged peers sent off to what I am sure they are going to cruelly refer to as Ugly Camp. That's right, Camp Bel Air, outside of Beverly Hills, has been created for the cosmetically challenged child. Whether your kid is ill-favored, or messy, or just a terrible dresser, Camp Bel Air offers a complete program of practical instruction, fashion, hygiene, and kitty spa treatments. Director and former model Julia Cronin promises the difference will wow your child's peers come September and give them the social boost they need. No word if there's a camp song yet, but may I suggest, oh, come all ye awkward, bucktooth or be pimpled, come ye, oh, come ye to Camp Bel Air.
Well done. Camp Bel Air, where you send your child to be more beautiful. Your next story of a great new summer camp comes from Roxanne Roberts.
After Susan Portman inherited her grandparents' campground in western Massachusetts, she asked her two teenage sons to design their perfect summer camp. The result? Camp Slack, a two-week retreat for overachieving, overscheduled, overstressed teens. The all-boys camp, which celebrates your inner slacker, has only three rules: no booze, drugs, or porn, but no wake-up calls, nature hikes, campfires, or SAT prep. Instead, there's Xboxes, iPods, poker tournaments, pro wrestling marathons, Wi-Fi, 24-hour junk food, and a Jessica Alba film festival. To Portman's shock, every $1,000 a week slot was snapped up 3 weeks after launching the camp's website in March. Quote, "Kids are sick of parents nagging them to do something in the summer," Portman told the Boston Globe, "and parents are sick of watching their kids slack off, so they pay me to do it."
A camp for what boys really want to do all summer. And last story, and lastly, let's hear a story of a great summer camp from Roy Blunt.
It's not easy being a hockey parent, shivering and feeling your feet growing numb at 6 a.m. as you pretend to take an enthusiastic interest in kids milling about on the ice. And all your kid is into is skating and flipping the puck around? What kind of parent wouldn't send that child to Derek Bugard's fighting camp? In 2 years in the National Hockey League, Bugard has cold-cocked so many opponents that he's earned the nickname of Boogeyman. Now he's giving back. For only $40, your brawling impaired youngster can come to Regina, Saskatchewan for Bugard's one-day crash course in grabbing and punching. Critics call it goon school, but as one father whose kid took the course puts it, youth hockey often puts too much emphasis on fun and equity and a lot of extra be nice type of hockey. At the peewee age, kids have to start toughening up. And when they get a little older and learn to drive and start thinking NASCAR, they can go to Fiery Collision Camp.
All right, these are your choices. Let's assume, sir, that you are a concerned parent. You want to find something for your kid to do the rest of the summer. You can send them to either Camp Bel Air near Beverly Hills, where they can learn to be beautiful, from Adam Felber. A camp described by Roxanne Roberts where they get to do exactly what they want to do all summer, i.e. nothing useful. Or, from Roy Blunt Jr., a camp where they get to go and learn to fight like a hockey player. Which of these is the real summer experience awaiting your child?
Well, having met a few hockey fans in my life, I think Roy's story about the hockey fighting camp sounds like the right one.
You're going to pick Roy's story of the hockey fighting camp.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we actually spoke to an expert on this topic to get his opinion on this learning experience.
You don't have to fight to be a tough hockey player. And there's many hockey players in the National Hockey League that are tough hockey players, and I think this is ridiculous, teaching these kids how to fight.
That was Steve Carlson, who was one of the original Hansen brothers from the movie Slapshot, discussing what skills hockey camps should be teaching kids. You're right, Eric. The true story was Roy's. You've been a point for him. And, more to the point, you, sir, have won our prize, Carl's Voice on your home answering machine. Congratulations.
Wonderful.
Well done.
Again.